This is Afternoon Programming with L.
I don't know why I was prepared, but I wasn't prepared. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 3, the number 3 of the Afternoon Programming Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Welcome. I appreciate everybody who's been listening. But today I have my very first special guest. I was going to say only, but then I realized I want more people so wow. on the podcast. But
that's crazy.
This is episode 3 of Afternoon Programming with me, Elle, and I have my lovely partner and amazing individual person as well, P the Fury.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Afternoon Programming. Today's going to be a little different, everybody, for your listening, but it was interesting because I wanted to. The way that I'm doing this podcast is like, it's like half freestyled, but like half these random thoughts start to come into my head. And I've told you a lot about it, babe. And like, I'll have these random thoughts. Like I had one that I'm actually going to bring up yesterday that you were laughing at yesterday, that it's very interesting how just life works. But anyway, so like I have a few topics that I wanted to talk to you and get your perspective on things. Because I think one thing that's fascinating for me about... just talking to people is just perspectives. It's very interesting how people can look at the same thing and see it in different ways. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, babe, did you want to plug anything, promote social media or anything like that?
Sure. Follow my Instagram. It's at P the Fairy, PEATHEFEARY. That's it for now. Everything's like there. I have a podcast. We can find that there. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, the first thing that I wanted to ask you, because your perspective, I remember when we first started dating, I was like, your perspective is way different than mine, just how you view the world. And but it was very interesting to me. Do I want to start here first? Yeah, I think I want to start. We can start here. Sorry, I'm all over the place. But balance for me is a very big thing in life. And when I say balance, I mean... you know, there's going to be a lot of things that are good and a lot of things that are going to be bad that people consider bad, you know, and like you can't have one without the other. That's how I view life. Right. One thing that I realized is that for like a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in the world right now, stuff in the Middle East, stuff that happens on social media, stuff that that we consume. A lot of it is like some would say bad for us. But one thing that I was thinking about this past week is like I wrote this thought down. I'm like, it's okay to take in toxic things from time to time. Mm-hmm. Now, what I mean with that, it's like the example that I would use is, for example, like we're on social media. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, a lot of stuff that you might see, I guess, depending on what you click on and what you like and what the algorithm shows you, can be very toxic. So like, you know, some people's viewpoint might be considered toxic. Reality TV, some people might be like, that's mm-hmm. toxic. But then I was like, well, no, I think sometimes we need that because it's just like how, you know, people sometimes will be like, what is it? You know, we should all be positive mm-hmm. or like we should all be this one thing. If it was this thing, then it would all be like a better place. Like if everything was all good, then life would kind of be boring.
Yeah,
in a way, or at least that's what I think. For example, like people like to turn up and party. They drink alcohol. Alcohol is not good for you, mm-hmm. right? It's technically poisoning your body mm-hmm. in order for you to have fun and you feel good and you feel loose and you feel all these things. And so I had this random thought of like that. It's like it's actually good to take in some toxicity every now and then. I guess a perfect example I would say is that, for example, like if you believe firmly in something, mm-hmm. every now and then it's good to have somebody who believes the complete opposite because it can help strengthen your belief or actually make you change perspectives on it. So like if they say, you know, for example, I believe in God, somebody can be like, I don't believe in God. It'd be interesting to get that perspective to be like, well, why don't you? Like, what are the reasons? Like, you know, is it because of experience or things that's happened in your life? Or is it just because you don't like the way certain things work as far as like religion work? And so in saying all of that, as far as like, do you believe in balance or do you more so just kind of like, well, no, what ends up happening happens? Or like, do you have a thing? Do you have like some sort of belief in a way of like how life works?
Yeah. So I recently kind of, I think I subconsciously believed in the concept of balance being inevitable. Kind of like if a good thing happens, something equally bad happens on like the opposite side of the world, yeah, or something like that. That's what I originally believed. And then I was just kind of like, that is so, like, why did I start believing that? Like, who just told me that that was the truth? Why did I do that? And I realized a part of the reason why I did that is because to me, the universe is always expanding. And like energy can't be created or destroyed. So if the universe is always expanding, it has to be retracting too, because we can't like make more energy or make more space is how I felt about it. So I was kind of like, well, every time it expands, it has to shrink back because like we can't just keep going. But then I realized, I don't know if that's true that we are not getting bigger or like going more in one direction, like outward. And so that being said, that made me feel like, wait, hold on. What if when something good happens, more good things can happen? Like, what if that is possible that we can just keep expanding in that direction without having to retract again? Also, I think the idea of breath made me think about balance, because if you breathe in, you have to breathe out. And that's just the nature of, but then I was like, well, at some point we either breathe out one last time or we breathe in one last time. And so that means that it's not balanced anymore. Unless like every time someone breathes out and dies, someone breathes in and dies. But, that's, I think those are some of the things that are making me believe in the balance thing, but then also just looking at them further made me start to dissolve my beliefs about whether or not balance is inevitable.
Very, very interesting you say that. 'Cause I think, one thing, it's so funny that like what I'm about to make an example of, like, I kind of always believed in balance because I think that works for me, you know, because I need, like, I can't do lean too much to one side, because if so, then I'm going to either feel miserable or I'm going to think this is way too many positive things going on. Or like, I think that if it's too many positive things, I might be like, well, if something bad's going to happen. So, you know, but like, I think the example was, of course, this was like a whole like Reddit thread or whatever, like in Marvel, like Thanos, everything must be balanced. But he wasn't like, okay, only the good people. It was just like, whatever, it's 50-50 regardless. And I was like, you know what? Now that I think about that, actually, I kind of feel like it works that way, but it's like we're at the mercy of the universe. And it, I kind of feel like sometimes it's kind of like almost like playing, like it's like a roulette wheel. You don't know where it's going to land or wherever the ball's going to go. And so I think it's because I believe that too. There are some times where I think like a lot of positive things can happen. But then I also think as well, like, I'm getting lucky and things are going really bad for somebody somewhere else, you know? And so, but at the same time, that's not fault of my own. Like, like I have no, like, I'm just doing what I'm doing. And it just so happens that luck happens to favor me and is like, or like my skill set or whatever I'm going for is like falling on me. Like the light is hitting me. So I'm being favored at the moment. And so, because it's, I think that most of the time things that like, things are like a coin flip. You're either going to get heads or you're going to get tails. Or an interesting thing that I think I've been thinking of recently, it's not more so of a coin flip, but maybe like a multi-sided dice, to where it's like, you, it's not just black or white, but it's more so shades of gray. So things can be slightly bad, but not so bad, you know, or they can be good, but not as good as what you thought they would be. And so That's like very interesting. And so I was just having those thoughts like earlier today, cause I was, or like a few days ago, cause I think I was just like, okay, I'm doing a lot of good things. And then of course, like, I think maybe I got into like a weird mood and I was in a bad mood and I was like, well, no, this was going to happen. Like something was going to happen or the universe was going to send something to me, that was going to make me go this way. And I'm going to feel like, you know, oh, I don't feel the best, you know, or I think I've heard you talk about this before, where it's like, it's not more so, it's not good or bad. It's just the universe doing what it does. And there's no, like, it's not intentionally like, I'm going to make you have a bad day. It's more so just you, you know? I don't know if any of that made any sense.
It made sense to me.
And so, but it's very interesting because like, you always hear people like, people are always saying like, why me? You know, it's a lot of that. And you, and like that expression of like, you know, do you see the glass half full or half empty, you know? And then I'm just like, well, maybe it's both, or maybe, you know, I don't know. Yeah. And so it's very interesting, like, because, like, you'll see people, like, for example, like, stuff that's going on in the media is like, okay, we need help. But then I'm like, well, what about everybody else that needs help? Like, everybody needs help, almost, mm-hmm. you know? There's a lot of countries out there that need help.
Yeah.
And so, like, is it just now we're leaning on these people right now? Mm-hmm. Like, they need help. So then once they get their help, then do we help the next person? Or, like, I guess it maybe it only affects you if it's, I guess, within your environment. If that makes sense, like, some people might not feel bad, like, if a person of a different race is going through something versus if, right. like, it's their family or if it's someone right. of their same race. And so, it's very, very, very interesting.
Right.
But I don't know. But that was, like, one idea or just one thought that came to my head of, like, I think, one thing for me, that I wanted, one last thing on this is that I think that sometimes people, in this belief of balance, people think that you go, I have one good thing and then a bad thing will happen. But more so, I think sometimes it can be like, you're going really good, 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 good. It's a lot of good. And, but then like, it'll counterbalance, be like, okay, we need to find balance again. And then something maybe not as great will happen. And so,
that's so interesting.
It doesn't just go like tit for tat. It takes time sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
I guess to me, that would mean that there would be no progress.
See, and I don't know. I think that with that, there is progress. And so I just think it happens is like, because nobody knows the severity of like how good it can be or versus like how bad it can be. And so, yeah, I don't know if any of that made sense, but, did you have anything
folks
else?
Folks are following, they're following. Not really. I don't, nothing.
Yeah.
Anything else to say on that?
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. This will make me go to another thing. This one's a little bit more lighthearted. I talked to you about this yesterday. It hit me like an epiphany uh-huh. where, to me, it doesn't make sense. So, okay. One thing I don't understand, and this is for everybody listening, is that... Whoops. One thing that I don't understand... Hold on one second.
Can you give me the spray bottle?
Oh. So, one thing I don't understand is I was editing some stuff yesterday, and then I just had this random idea pop out at me that I think I was like, as a species, I was like, this is the dumbest thing that we could do. And it was like, when people are either at work, college, or like some sort of school or just something or whatever, mm-hmm. getting into fights. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the dumbest shit that anybody can do. Because, for example, I remember going to parties in college, and there would be like a few spots that you go to. And especially if you live in a small town, mm-hmm. when you think about it, I think it's the dumbest thing that somebody could get into a fight. Because at the end of the day, like if you're at college and you go to the same school, you're going to see that person again. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're building this nemesis of a person. So like now you have this enemy that you're always going to have. And I was like, wow, what a waste of energy that is. Like, or is that just like, I guess something like that's just human. Like, I mean, when you really think about it, it's like, okay, you're going to college. You're supposed to have fun. Party, learn, supposedly, or whatever you end up doing at college, but then to like fight somebody, and then after the like is the like I didn't understand, like, you know, you're gonna see this person again, like you're gonna see them, like yeah. It just doesn't make sense to like
I guess like, if they don't care and they're just like, all right, I wanted to fight you, fought, and then
but I guess maybe my thing that like makes it weird is like, okay, let's say you fight with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Is it just from here on out, once you see that person, it's on? Like, that's it? You have to keep fighting? Like, how exhausting that sounds, and how, like, to me, how dumb that is. Or like,
yeah.
You know, it's you now you have just built this dislike for someone because of maybe of a disagreement, or maybe if you were drunk and alcohol was involved or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's the same thing if, like, you do that at work. Like, you both work at the same place.
Yeah.
Like,
but also like there's some people who just fight, you know, and then they're like, okay, that's done. Or like once they fight, that's like, all right, the aggression got out. Like my anger at you, it's out. I might not like you, but now I don't want to kill you because we fought.
Oh my God. I get that. I guess maybe some people don't know how to do it any other way. And like, they don't know how to just be like, you know, agree to disagree. So they're like, no, we have to fight and hit each other. And it's so funny, but when you think about fights, fights last maybe like seconds. They don't last that long.
They don't last that long, and you get all that aggression out, and you're done.
Unless you're fighting a crazy person.
I don't know. They might get some aggression out too, and then be like, you know what?
I don't know. Some people will be done. Some people be wilding, but
yeah, that was, that's true. You never really know, like, what type of person you're fighting.
And so that was a random thought I had. I was just like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you? It's just like, man, the exhaustingness of like, okay, if I see this person, there's a potential that it might go down again.
Kim Possible and she go.
Basically, like, it's always on. Like, it's always on. Oops. And it's just like, why would you put yourself through that? Like, there are more important things, but that's just me. But then again, that's just me. And so then, okay, we can go to the next one because that was like a little small one. I guess, do I want to end on this? Yeah, maybe there's two more things that I wanted to talk about. So one thing that I wanted to hone in on, and we had this conversation a little bit when we went to go grab some food one day. It was actually a little date night. And it was a little date night. We were going out. And I remember this music played. Oh, it was Terrace Martin. And he was playing. And I was like, wow, this song that he has is like amazing. But then I started to think, I was like, wow, I don't, how many people really know who Terrace Martin it is, you know, like as far as like his notoriety, his popularity, he makes great music. And then, but he makes great music and he's worked with some like amazing, like legendary musicians and like just people or whatever. And then I was like, wow, how many people like that are out there who are successful, but people don't know who they are? You know, and this can apply to not just like the music genre, but like, you know, like, what is it? Like even, I don't know, like architects and stuff like, you know, things that I guess whatever people would deem successful, like, you know, how many people are out there? And it made me realize of like, sometimes we get lost in this tunnel vision, as using me as an example, like a musician, somebody might think like, if somebody wants to be an artist, it'd be like, oh, Travis Scott, Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar, Drake. But in reality, they're like in a different tier, so to speak. But like at the same time, they're successful. But then there are also other artists who I look up to who are my favorite, like a Toro y Moi, a Sampha. Let me see. Oh. And so, but like, there's like a Toro y Moi, Sampha, Jameson, who maybe aren't as mainstream, like, you know, people, a lot of people know them, but they're still successful to me in my eyes because of like, they're able to do music and still live the life that they want to live. And it made me realize of how sometimes like what, I guess maybe what would you call it? I guess we get tunnel vision on things. So like, and then I guess it also depends sometimes. I know it's happened to me like multiple times where we have this idea of what we want to do, but then we kind of forget, we kind of get lost and we end up sometimes taking on the, what the idea of successful is from another person and forgetting our own.
Absolutely.
And so like, I don't know if like maybe in like the area that you're in, like your spiritual realm, if there's someone that's like, they're like at the top, the most successful, like the Drake version or like the Kendrick Lamar version where people know who they are. You know, a lot of people know who they are versus like there's other people who are still amazing at what they do and still successful, but they're not as like known.
Like, is there a question?
Well, no, I think, I guess I just, it was more so just another thought that I had. I was just like, I think I was asking, is there people like that in your area?
Probably. I think so. Like, everyone has, the thing about like, because I'm in the spirituality group, allegedly. And there's so many different types of people who follow different types of people. So like, and I guess it's kind of like genres of music. So, there's this one person who's like super known. Her name is the Hood Healer. But she's also very controversial. And I always see people coming for her. So I'm like, I don't want that type of success, please, because I can't handle that. And then there's like Miriam, I don't know what that lady's name. She wrote some book. or something. I don't know. But she like ran for president also. And it's like that sect of spirituality. And I'm like, I don't want to be as big as her either.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, I want the right audience to find me.
Gotcha.
And so like, I love the idea of being like an indie, like an indie artist of spirituality where it's like, you know,
that makes sense.
Just like the underground people who know, who are aware of me, the people who want to, who need to know me and they're really cool and they're awesome. It's not like for the masses, you know, cause I don't really like the masses TBH.
No, that, that makes like a lot of sense. I guess the way that I think about it, it's so interesting. I think, the way that I think about it is like you said, genres of music, because how big, I guess, hip hop is in the world, hip hop is like probably the top genre of music, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have subgenres like trap, you know, boom bap, R&B, and just different subgenres or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting how sometimes you'll forget that there are also like pop stars. There's also country singers who are so popular in the US. And then there's other countries and different genres of music where people are super famous. Like I think I always forget, but there's like examples of like where there'll be an artist and maybe in the US they weren't big, but then in Japan for some reason they're like these mega stars and people just love them there. And for some reason, I guess maybe because we're here in America, we kind of like, we have to make it in America, but you could literally make a song and it doesn't like pop here, but then it goes into Europe and the UK and it's like number one.
Yeah.
You know, cause I think I remember for even the group that I know you and I love, Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah.
Like when they first came out with that song Crazy, it was doing okay here, but in the UK it was like number one for like weeks. Like, and they loved the song over there. And so it's very, very interesting how that plays out. But then I think it reminds me because sometimes we kind of feel like I guess another example to like break down even further is like social media. There's a lot of people who are like very popular on one social media, but then on the other, they're not as popular. Like somebody could be like 50 million followers on Twitter, but on Instagram, they only have maybe a quarter of that.
Right.
You know, and people are like, oh, I know who you are. Or, you know, it's very rare that you find somebody who's like just as popular on both or, you know, unless they're just somebody very famous and so on and so forth. And so it's very interesting because I agree with that. I used to want to be the mainstream, like super famous, but then I was like, I don't want that attention.
Yep.
I don't want that. And so I was like, I want to be like a Tori Moi or like a Sampha or like maybe a Tame Impala and like, who are like,
even that's a little too big for me.
But it was just very interesting. And I guess it was like a thought that to myself that was like, there's more than one way to be successful and make it.
Yeah.
You know? And then you also have to remind yourself constantly, like, okay, my idea of being successful, is that my idea or is it somebody else's that I accidentally took on?
Right.
And because then if like I could say somebody, what the fuck am I saying? I got lost in my thought. No, like there could be a day that I just feel really down, but then like I could be like, wait a second, I'm actually, this isn't like, why am I sad when I'm actually really successful right now. And then I'm like, oh, I was taking somebody else's idea of success.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes what will happen is social media will kind of put that on you and you won't even realize it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, you don't have a million followers or like you don't have 5,000 followers or so on and so forth.
Right.
And so
I feel like people should really try to not overly specifically define if that's not for you, but like define your version of success and what that means to you, because it can be so easy to ignore what you've done so far, or like not really give yourself credit.
Yeah.
When you don't get an idea of what success means for you. Because a lot of people are actually already successful by their standard, but they're not successful by somebody else's. And so they think that they're not successful.
Exactly.
Like I have that issue sometimes where I'm just like, you could be doing so much better. And I'm like, yeah, I could be. And then I have to remember, I could also like be doing great right now, which I am. Like I'm doing an amazing job. And I will easily be like, oh, but you know, I could always be better. And yes, striving to be better, I think that's human nature. But acknowledging how good you're doing now and how successful you are now. Actually, if those of anyone listening is into the whole like timeline jumping manifestation thing, being successful now or like recognizing where you're successful now makes your character the more successful character because they're finding that success feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think, yeah, like you're saying, because sometimes we get lost in that tunnel vision or we get too, like, the focus gets too narrow that we forget to look and be like, wait a second, you know? Because, like, there's, like, the perfect example I can think of is, like, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I think, like, my music maybe, like, the year had, like, 5,000 streams. But then the next year, I went up from 5,000 to, like, 50K.
Whoa.
And so, and I was like, oh, I didn't know this, like, the shit changed like that, you know? And so I was like, whoa, like this changes, you know, and like that's success. That's successful, you know, to even think that 50,000 people would listen to my music, you know, that's like a city. That's more than that's almost like some stadiums. That's like stadium filled with, you know, that's a lot of people. And so I think, like you said, sometimes we kind of forget and we forget to look and then be like, oh, wait, I actually have done a lot, you know. And I know I do that a lot because I'll be like, all right, I got to just, oh, it's not good enough. And I'll be like, and then every now you'll be like, but you did this. I'm like, oh yeah, I did do that, didn't I? Because I forget because I'm so obsessed with putting work and like putting it in and giving it out and then being like, okay, where's my rewards?
Right.
You know, if I don't have the reward that I think I deserve, then I'm not successful.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then also understanding, I guess, that from time to time, your idea of success can change, but that still doesn't negate the fact of what you've accomplished.
Right. Yeah, so. Absolutely. I think you can like upgrade your success line, but I think, upgrade it. And then at the same time, pat yourself on the back and then, you know, do the whole forward focusing thing.
Exactly. Well, cool. I really like talking about that topic, which brings us to this last topic that I want to talk about, because I don't know if we've talked about this before in our random conversations that we have every day. There's actually a video that I want to play you.
Okay.
I'll just describe it for you just because like it'll make more sense. So there's this video. I don't know if you've seen this video going around of this lady who it's in a CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And she's throwing stuff on the ground and stuff. And she's saying, since y'all don't want to help me, like, I'm just going to make sure y'all have work to do. So she's destroying the CVS a little bit, just throwing stuff around, throwing on the floor and just, you know, putting stuff everywhere. She's basically, she's upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people would say she's throwing a fit because she didn't get any help or whatever. It's very interesting. And so she's just visibly upset. And then the people are trying to get her to leave. But she's like, y'all don't want to help. Y'all don't want to help. Da, da, da. And she's just throwing stuff on the ground, making sure that they have stuff to clean or whatever. And she said because they didn't help her. Now, in this video, it was short, maybe like 30 seconds. It's very interesting when videos like that come across, because I came across it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing people react to the video, because everybody has a different perspective.
Yep.
And there were people who were shaming her because they were like, everybody goes through something, so why are you upset? Da, da, da. And some people would be like, some were like, well, no, she said she needed help. Why, you know, why wasn't she getting any help?
Right.
You know, but of course, this video is like taken out of context and it's, you only see this few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was very interesting because there was a lot of people who were shaming her, and it brought this idea of like shame.
Mm-hmm.
Is shame necessary? Is it something that we should have? Or is it like, is it just something that's a part of, like, I guess, society? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing or is it just a thing? Or, like, on your idea of it?
I'm not a fan of shame.
You're not?
I'm not. It just feels really nefarious and Christian. Which, okay, so Christian people, they're not bad people. Mm-hmm. But, like, that the shame vibes give me puritanical vibes. Uh-huh. Maybe, yeah, rather, I should have said puritanical rather than Christian. I don't think that it's fair to, is that what I want to say? I don't think that it's fair to people, or I don't think it's helpful. And I think that people, when they're shaming someone, they're not coming from a place of trying to help someone. Help, they might act like they are, but I don't. That's not coming from a place of help. That's coming from a place of, I want to destroy you because you've done something that has offended me or is making me feel some sort of way. So I want to take you down. And I don't like that.
It's very interesting that you say that, because I remember, and I've had moments like this when I was younger where, like, you sometimes people, when they shame someone, it's almost as if it almost comes off like, I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. Like, how come you don't know how to act like a human being, you know? Right. And it's very interesting because, like you said, it doesn't necessarily come from shame. Like, doesn't come from, like you said, from a good place. And it does feel very, like, Christian and very, like, like, religious and, like, you should know better type of thing. Versus being like, well, I don't even know if this person even knows better. Nobody's like, I don't know what their experience is or what their life's like to where, like, did someone talk to them or anything like that. And so it's very interesting because I sometimes feel conflicted because, like, sometimes I feel like people need to be shamed. Maybe shame isn't the right thing. Maybe people need to just be educated. But at the same time, it's like the only reason why she was shamed is because of how the world is right now. Like, as far as like what most people think are like good ways of being a person, like, you know, being civil, being such and such. But the only reason why it's that way is because of how history has gone. Like, if for some reason, if we were all into like, yeah, we get drunk all the time, we all drink and drive, do all these things, and then if you acted good, people could be like, shame. Like, that's not how we act, you know? And so it's very interesting versus like you said, actually trying to educate someone or actually talk to them and hear them out. I guess it also reminds me of like cancel culture a little bit, where like cancel culture is kind of like shaming and like they want to destroy someone up like really, really badly without actually talking to the person and being like, you know, what happened? I guess also depending on the situation. But like that's why I don't believe in cancel culture. I don't think it's a real thing, but that's just me in my opinion.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Batman, and you know how they talk about Batman like beating the shit out of people. And then he was just like, I heard you had weed, and he's like, it wasn't weed, it's CBD. Like, why? I can't feel my legs. I don't know.
That's so funny. That's true. Because he basically would beat up people who were weaker than him sometimes, unless they were like the villain. And like, versus like just being like, I'm going to arrest you and then take him to jail. He'd be like, no, I'm about to beat your ass. Like, and so.
And I feel like people be feeling like Batman. Yeah. I really feel like people think that they're like a superhero.
No, exactly. I think so. See, I think what happens is sometimes people feel like they're the only ones that can correct whatever this thing is, or they feel like, you know, have you ever seen those like older people sometimes they kind of are like people, it reminds me of people who kind of feel like they can do a citizen's arrest on people. It's like, why, like, who gives you the power? Like, I'm putting you on a citizen's arrest and I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, you know, it's like, it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, sir, you can't do anything to me. Like, you're just a normal person. And then I think sometimes kind of people feel like they're the hero in their own story.
Yeah.
And so they kind of feel like,
and I mean, maybe they are, like, you know, maybe in the story that they, maybe they are a hero. And sometimes heroes get the shit bit out of them too. And I said that with a weird accent. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of people who want to be protagonists in the world.
Yeah.
And that's really cool, I guess. I just don't like, I don't like the way that it's done a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't care that much either. Like, okay, there's going to be people who are going to shame people.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who are going to be on the other person's side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their business.
Exactly. Because I think I kind of feel like that sometimes where, I kind of feel like that sometimes where I have an idea of what I think how society should play out. Like, as far as like, I think it'd be better if people did this instead of this. But then there's always that part of me of like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't like, there's always like a part of me that's like, well, there's always going to be people like this. Or, you know, there's always going to be people who feel like they need to serve justice and they need to correct things, or, you know. And so I'm like, well, why should I bother? Because at the end of the day, Like, there's always going to be people who believe in that. And so, I don't know. It's, yeah, it, I guess it just depends. But yeah, most of the time I just go, I don't care anymore. Like, I have that reaction where sometimes, I think I've told you a few times where I'll be like, I've wanted to tweet something at this person or this situation of these people talking, but then I go, nobody cares. No, nobody's going to care. It's just, yeah. It's point for me. I think it's like pointless to talk on social media about things or whatever.
Yeah.
It's more so just for fun.
Yeah. I think a little bit of apathy is helpful. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. 'Cause for me, in my reality, I need a little bit of apathy, because if not, I'll just get really frustrated with humanity, and I get really Thanos-y. I'm just like, so you need to go. And I get very upset when I get upset about humanity. It's like very dramatic. And so I have to kind of maintain apathy at times so that I'm not like, I hate humans, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that sometimes where I hate people when I'm just like, ugh. Because I think what it is sometimes, I almost look at it, and it's funny the way that I'm about to say it, but I look at it as if almost I created humanity. I'm like, you guys have so much more potential that you could tap into, but you motherfuckers chose to do this instead, you know? Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, wait, it's none of my business.
Although, like, I don't know if I could really hate humanity. It's just, it's more like...
Yeah.
Gross. Like, you just gross me out. Ew.
No, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, it's just always interesting. I think I realized social media almost kind of feels like it's a science experiment where like the people who created it are like, let's see how people react when they get shown things. You know? That's what it feels like to me. But you can choose to participate in certain things, but you can also choose not to.
But you know what's really crazy, though?
What?
Everything I hear about is through social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so crazy to me.
You'll hear a lot of things first through, like, Twitter or, like, Instagram.
Like, COVID?
So. Yeah.
Didn't hear that from a person first.
Yeah, it was from social media.
It was from Facebook or Instagram. That's so crazy to me. Like...
Yeah. It's kind of, the way how slowly but surely, like... Almost social media almost became its own news place, like its own CNN or Fox or whatever the hell people watch. And they get there because I think there was a question that somebody asked me a while back. They're like, where do you get your news from? And a lot of people were like, social media. And I'm like, really? That's where. But I mean, it makes sense because that's where people always go to.
Yeah.
You know, you're scrolling and you see something and you click, you know.
And then they say, like, news outlets are biased, blah, blah, blah. But like, your algorithm is biased. True. It's literally you.
Very true.
But it's just so, I don't know, it's just so interesting. We're just playing telephone. And that's hilarious to me.
Exactly. It's very, very wild. But I think we're going to end it there.
Woo!
Nice.
Hakanos.
Uh-oh, she's like, they're about to end. Mom, Dad, please. But anyway, once again, babe, thank you for being on the podcast. You're my first guest. It's going to be...
first and only. And I'm like,
you won't have another episode. If I go missing, you guys know why.
No. Oh, come on.
But do you want to promote one more time, maybe, like social media or anything?
Yeah. My Instagram is at PTheFairy. That is my Instagram. I have a podcast. You can find that on my Instagram. I have a website. You can find that on my Instagram. my website's also like PTheFairy.com. I was going to say, like, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, but I don't know if I, like, I don't know if that's real yet or not, but maybe, guys, I might have a YouTube channel by the time this comes out. I don't know.
Oh, nice. Sounds like fun.
Woo.
Well, if you guys, wherever, I want to thank y'all for listening once again. Thank you to my guest, P The Theory. Also, if you would, wherever you're listening to afternoon programming, whether it be Spotify, make sure you're following. Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe. Rate and review really helps us to reach new listeners. Make sure to follow the Instagram that I finally created after I don't know how long because I was lazy. But follow the podcast on Instagram, afternoon programming. Stay tuned for more episodes. Follow my personal page, It's Easy L. Listen to my music, please. I love you all, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.